Hi guys, the secret of getting ahead is getting started. This is a quote by Mark Twain, an American author. I remember many years back when I got admission to study medicine. It was all fired up and I was ready and kicking and, you know, very high spirits to start this new phase of my life, because I was getting into the university fully, you know, and I had waited 2 years before I got admission to study medicine and surgery. It's not that I did not get the admission a long time ago because of one thing or the other. I got admission to study something else, which was not really my passion. So I decided to, you know, give it some time and wait again to write the joint admissions and matriculations board exam, JAMB. Okay, so this was me in year one, a very young lady. I was 19, you know, and I was, you know, fired up, ready to study. I took my studies very seriously. You know, I tried to make myself comfortable, get my reading space comfortable. I was doing well in my biology, chemistry, and English. So my weak points were the mostly the calculation part, but I still did well all the same. But those places, I did not take them. I did not get those places as easily as I was doing in biology and chemistry and English. Because it was just physics and maths that were not so friendly to me at that point, because I would put in extra effort than I would normally in order to get by those subjects. I was an average student while in secondary school. I was one of the best, at least I was in the best three, my primary school. In secondary school, I was among the best 7, best 8, best 10. Okay. And each year, I always had best in one subject. You know, I always had prizes every year. So this is just to tell you that I was among the, you know, the average, top average students. Then coming to university in medicine, you find out that this is where all the best of the best are, because many bright students wanted to become doctors and nurses, engineers, teachers, name it, lawyers, bankers. So those people that really tops the class were now my classmates. So my class was a class of the best of the best. So I found myself looking like, what is happening here? You could imagine somewhere that everybody is a top tier in one field, that somebody is the top in something. So getting to the university and getting to do our class subjects this time around, not the general subjects again, I found out that, man, to get even 50 was something huge, you know. And it's not as if I was so bright or I was so dull, but I don't just know how this medicine, I did not have an idea that this had how medicine was. Medicine is such that you really need to put in a lot of time. You need to be there for your subjects. You need to be there for your study. It was not like the regular read, then you now pass. But you needed to put in something extra to be a medical student. So that's what I was facing. It was now almost like, give me 50, let me go to the next level. But for some people, it was really a walkover to them, I guess. Because I know some people got 70s, 80s, and I was around the 60s and 50s, and then I still worked hard to get all those points, to get to that level, you know. Then this is some years into that, and I'm here thinking to myself on many occasions, Sissy, are you sure this is what you want to do? Are you sure, you know, you will not really look for an easier topic or an easier subject to study and allow a lot of people to do this medicine? Well, the pessimism set in, because because I feel because there are many things to get done at the same time. So at some point, I would begin to feel overwhelmed. This is my fifth year and I'm writing my project. I'm the editor of my magazine. We have other extracurricular activities for our associations that I'm a part of. And then personally, I need to leave. And then I have my little online presence. I usually like to keep myself company, which fetches me some money also. So all those things at the same time, sometimes I'll just lie down in my bed. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to study. I'm not going anywhere. And this is getting so much, I know that. But nobody told us this about medical school. That medical school almost take everything about you, you know. Medical school is going to shape your lifestyle, your pattern of living, and influence a lot of things about you. Although it might not be the same for everyone, but for me, I've noticed it and I've talked to some people and they say medical school took a lot out of them and put a lot into them at the same time. So how I started was with this quote: the secret to getting ahead is getting started. So on those days when I feel like there are too many things to do, will I be able to meet up? I cannot keep going. I want to just give up at this point. Let me go home and all that. Is to break down those tasks, those many tasks I have to do, into smaller bits and then take them little by little. I must not finish everything. I know we have 24 hours in a day, and I learn to prioritize, and I will not be everywhere. I cannot be everything, and I cannot be doing all that I want to do, because this is medical school. This is not like anywhere else. So at this point, I want to use the opportunity to tell you and anybody out there who is feeling overwhelmed with work, who is feeling overwhelmed with medical school, who is feeling overwhelmed with a new passion that they started, I'm here to tell you that get started. That is the only way to get ahead. This is an advice by Mark Twain, like I said earlier, who is an American author. So that's basically it. Even this podcast was having a kind of inertia for me to even start it. It took me so long. I was now thinking of how this podcast is going to sound. If this is my morning voice, I need to wait later on and all that. But I just need that in order for me to get this podcast out there, to encourage you there, I needed to just start. So, and that's what I've done, and I'm happy that this podcast is finally going to be out there for you to get encouraged. So if you have any questions you'd like to ask me, what you'd like to share with me, or something you just need to hear or get advice on in order to get started, in order to keep going, if you're feeling overwhelmed, just send me a message and I'll be more than happy and glad to hear from you and to motivate you back again and to bring you back to your feet as much as I can. So thank you so much for listening to this point. My name is still Tochi Ibe, your host here on Tochi Ibe Online, Tochi Ibe TV. Stay blessed as always. Bye.